Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we continued our look at our series in the Book of Luke that we're calling Labels. And the main idea of this series is the gospel calls us to a life above labels. The label we looked at Sunday was a label that we give ourselves. We've talked about a lot of different labels in this series, ones that others give us, one that we feel like are hard to escape, some that we've been seemingly stuck with our whole lives. But Sunday, we wanted to look at one that we give ourselves. And I think all of us are kind of even born with this this idea. And it was this label of autonomous, that we want to be free. We want to be free from authority, free to run our own lives, free to do what we want, when we want, how we want, with whomever we want. And we see this most clearly in the religious leaders throughout the Gospel of Luke, but primarily where we spent our time Sunday, which was in Luke 19 and 20. Jesus has just cleansed the temple, meaning that he walked into the center of Jewish worship, which is the temple, and ran out the money changers and merchants. And the temple, which was supposed to be a place where the nation of Israel and other nations could connect to God, had turned into more of a place of business. And Jesus runs them out, reminding them that the temple is a place of worship, not a place of business. And the religious leaders reply to this action of Jesus by saying, "By what authority do you do these things?" And if you look at what they're really saying, they're essentially asking Jesus, "Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are doing these things?" And it wasn't just the temple cleansing that the religious leaders had a problem with. They had a long list of grievances against Jesus that included healing on the Sabbath and eating with sinners, among many other violations of their conscience. They wanted to know who gave Jesus the right to do these things and act in this way. They just didn't have a framework for Jesus. They couldn't imagine that God would come as a man. I mean, you think about it this way. The religious leaders knew the scripture, knew their Bible better than anyone on planet Earth at that time in the first century. But they couldn't recognize God when he was standing right in front of them. They knew the scripture better than anyone, but didn't recognize God when he was standing right in front of them. What's amazing to me about this is this is not a pagan group of people, right? It's not just Israel. It is Israel. It's the people of God, right? But it's the leaders of God's people. It's the leaders of Israel, and they don't have a framework for God in the flesh. The people who were had the most access to God didn't have a framework for God in the person of Jesus. If anyone should have been able to get it should have been them, but they didn't. And I think there's a way for us to be so religious and to be religious insiders, if you will, and yet at times miss what Jesus is trying to do. I mean, how many times have we found ourselves asking Jesus, "Who do you think you are?" Right? Who do you think you are doing these things in my life? We often think about people rejecting God because they're irreligious, but the leaders here are rejecting God because of their religion. So there's a way to avoid and reject God through being irreligious. Of course, we know that, but there's also a way to avoid and reject God through religion itself. Oh, how do we do that? Well, we can craft our idea of God. We can kind of create this theological framework, this theological box that he fits in. And nothing we see or experience or encounter can move God out of his box. We can also be so consumed with outward behavior that we lose any sense of inward relationship with God. We become so focused on, it doesn't really matter what I'm feeling internally or what my motivations are, as long as I'm doing the right things externally. We can be focused on knowing a book, knowing the scripture, and miss out on knowing a person, right? Like Jesus is the primary word, John 1 tells us, not the Bible. It's not that the Bible's not important or doesn't reveal who God is. Surely it does. But again, the religious leaders knew the scripture, but they didn't know Jesus. We can assume that because we were born into a religious family or have attended church all our lives or done some great things for God that we're insiders. And in that way, religion can blind us to our actual condition of being outsiders. Think about it this way, something that helps illustrate this idea. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Dean shared about the parables of the lost things, and included in those parables was a story about two sons. And one son represented the idea of rejecting God through irreligion. He's the one that left home, wasted his father's wealth, and eventually came home to his father's love in a party in his honor. But there was an older brother as well, and he resents his father's grace. He's been with his father the whole time, never left home, but it turns out he's just as lost as his younger brother. He's not geographically lost, but he's just as spiritually lost. He represents the idea of rejecting God through religion. And at the end of the story, where is the younger brother? He's inside the party. He's inside the father's love. He's experiencing the grace of God. And where's the older brother? The one who represents religion? He's standing outside of the party, outside of the father's love. And so while it may be more obvious to reject God through irreligion, we might be able to notice that easier. I think it's exponentially more dangerous to be religiously self-righteous. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Please come back for the rest of the week for more episodes. Father, help us see the ways in which we have asked you in our lives. Who do you think you are? Help us see that you will never fit into our religious or theological boxes that we have crafted for you. You're much bigger than them. And help us not to substitute simple religious outward practice for really knowing you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord where maybe you have sought to avoid him, even through religious activity.